Hello, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio and to the Sum of Us. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz. So you were starting to tell me something, but we got cut off, so I don't understand.
Yeah, no, because the countdown was happening. But yeah, I'm sitting at the kitchen table at my cousin Gina's house in South Carolina. So hi, Gina. And so we're going to go over to the continuous care facility later on when my parents and my other aunt come to visit my aunt, Gina's mother. Yeah.
Yes, that's wonderful.
And so, and my cousin has to run an errand, so she can't stay. And, you know, she'll pretty much be gone throughout this whole thing. But she was like, oh, man, I wish I could, you know, see if someone's going to come through, like maybe, you know, her dad who's passed or her brother who's passed. We've been visiting with her mom, who's sort of, you know, sort of here, sort of not here.
She's running the show. Mm-hmm.
She's running the show.
She is running the show. Your cousin Gina's mother?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then the person who passed is, I understand. Yeah. And then the person, I know, but I'm trying to connect. And then the person that passed, like, is that the one who passed about 10 years ago? Her father?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is she there with you?
Let me take my headphones off. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, Gina.
Hey, Gina.
Hi.
Hi, okay. Yes, I can. Just want to ask permission to connect to your energy, please.
Yes, please.
Okay. So, and just because there's the request doesn't mean that they're going to come in. So I just want to see if anything comes through. And as the space is being created, to the environment or the energetic assistance, as it were, we want to just make the energy as permeable as possible. So going from like a cement wall to like a soap bubble, it's kind of like we are in the cement wall and they're free. And if we can just intent on lowering any resistance. Now, I'm not saying there's any resistance. I'm just making a very general statement.
Okay.
And I don't know which parent. Okay, I don't know which parent it is. So you have to help me here because I know nothing. Okay, mm-hmm. And I don't want to know anything. So don't feed me information.
Okay.
Please don't. Okay, but which parent? There's one that's more than the other, and I don't know if it's your mother, it's your father, but there's one of them that's like, don't tell them what to do. They just don't you dare. They don't like to be, I don't know which one. They are very much in their personality, very much in charge, very kind, but like, don't mess with how they like to have their way of doing things. Does this make sense for either parent?
Yeah, I think so. That's
okay.
More
which
my
one?
Mom. That looks more
this
like
is your mother.
Sounds
this
more
is your
like
mother?
My mom. Yeah.
Okay, because listen, you have to listen to me very carefully. Just because you want your father to come in, I'm telling you what's coming in. And what I said was, I don't know which parent. You follow me? So please be open. I know what you want, but the way you're going to get what you want is to be open if that's what they want. Okay? Mm-hmm. Your mother is in charge. And just because she's in this illusion that's being presented to the family of being in the continuous care,
mm-hmm.
it really contradicts that she's never been more in charge ever. So it does not look like that. She's in charge. And what I can say, or what I am feeling, is that there is communication, but it's very private right now between your mother and your father.
Wow.
And there is like, just listen. And there's like unfinished business, something very, very private. I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying it's bad, because it's none of my business. Okay.
Okay. I understand.
So we're not going to get into the telenovela, the soap opera of it, because it's not, it has nothing to do with that. Although I think your mother did enjoy a good soap opera, but that's another story. something about, there's a reconnection through reconciliation. And I believe that that there was a huge misunderstanding only just cleared up. Huge misunderstanding. Something that she thought happened a certain way really didn't. And this is between the two of them. Now, I don't know if there was some, and you don't give me information, I don't know if there was some impactful situation or crisis. And I'm thinking around like the 80s. Now, I don't know how old you are. You don't have to tell me. But a long time ago, there was some sort of blow-up, some sort of, and I'm not saying a fight between the two of them, but some sort of crisis. Were you around? Were you around in the, because I don't know how old you are. Were you around
in the
80s? Were you, yeah.
No, I was not around them.
But were you alive?
Oh, yes.
I don't know anything about you, so you have to help me here. So my question is, so you were alive in the 80s. It doesn't necessarily mean that you, were you living at home? Were you out of the house? Were you around them during that time?
I got married in the early 80s.
Oh, so interesting. Interesting. Okay. Okay, so maybe this is something that makes sense. So maybe this is something that you are not aware of
because
you were busy. Okay, you were busy.
Correct.
Okay, interesting. Thank you. You were busy with this major life change, this major new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And very likely, because I do feel this, you had some great parents.
Yes.
I could tell you had some beautiful parents. Did somebody have a gold watch or gold jewelry?
Well, pretty much both of them do. I mean, gold.
Okay, did your father have a gold watch?
Yeah, but it's you know, just regular.
I'm asking you, it's either yes or no. You're giving me a hard time here. It's either yes or no. For like, seriously, like, you might like Rolex, but you have to this is why you're judging the watch. Please don't do that. That's really funny.
Oh my
god. That's
gosh.
Really funny.
Yes,
that's really funny. So I'm going to ask you the question again.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with your opinion of the watch. You're very funny. Okay. So he had a gold watch.
Yes.
Thank you. Because if he's trying to come in, look at how you're holding that back. That's very.
Oh.
And I don't know if he's trying to come in. But I got the picture of a gold watch, and that's why I'm asking you the question. So that's really funny. Okay. She only likes name brands. Okay. Anyway. That's funny. Okay. Let me just see if I can get back here. Okay. But I'm getting really great parents, and they really did a good job of sparing the children. I don't know how many siblings you have, but I don't think you're an only child.
No.
Yeah. They really did a good job of keeping the pure, like just to keep it very pure and very well-intended to give you guys more than so much of what you needed and even so much. And they did a very good job of whatever had to stay behind closed doors really stayed behind closed doors. So what's good is that you really didn't, like a lot of children get unfairly exposed to like a lot of the drama between the parents and stuff. Mm-hmm. You guys really didn't. But to get back to what I was saying before, probably around the time that you were getting married, there was some misunderstanding between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think before your mother crosses over, and I don't know this, but it's just a very faint impression that I'm getting here, so don't hold me to anything, please.
Mm-hmm.
That they're working stuff out. Like, they're very practical people. So mm-hmm. it's almost like, we're going to take care of this stuff now while you mm-hmm. are running the show, Mom. You know, one foot in this plane, one foot in the other. She's absolutely fine. She looks frail. She does not look like herself. All those things that really affect us and make us sad. But they're the ones that are happy, because in her consciousness, she's at her peak. She's at her, in her consciousness, she's like between 35 and 40. In her mm-hmm. consciousness, she is beautiful. She is free of pain. She is dressed impeccably. She is, but in the most beautiful way. But they're clearing up things so that when she crosses over, there's going to be a reconciliation. There's going to be the most beautiful reunion. She's so excited to connect with people that she remembers from being a little girl. Animals, mm-hmm. I don't know if she grew up in a place, I don't know, in the Philippines where there was lots of animals, but there's a connection to animals that I'm picking up from when she was very, very young.
Mm-hmm.
Does she like chicken?
Yeah, she does.
She loves chicken. For whatever reason, chicken is coming
in. They have a farm. They live in the country where they have all those.
Everybody's making me work so hard. Oh, my God. Thank you. When I meet you in person, I'm going to smack you and then give you a hug. Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay. Thank you. A farm. I'm getting – because the thing is, because we're dealing with the cement wall – and the soap mm-hmm. opera, and the soap opera, and the soap bubble, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like the translator. So if I'm saying animals, they're not going to tell me farm. I'm going to get a picture of animals.
Gotcha.
You understand what I'm saying? It's really a different language. It's not as accessible as when we're just, you know, communicating here on this plane. So that makes perfect sense. So thank you for the delayed confirmation of the farm. I'm joking. I'm giving a little medium shade because I can. Okay, that's beautiful. So yeah, so she's, and what's good is she is, your mother does not like to be rushed. She never did.
She did.
And so that's, yeah. And so even with this, when she's ready, she's ready. But she's in a really, really beautiful place. And because of, there's a lot of forgiveness happening, which is beautiful. And it's really lovely because it's like your father is their being very, very patient. He's learned a lot of grace and a lot of patience.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he had patience as like a core characteristic.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I don't know, but it's just the energy that I'm feeling. The only kind of information that I'm getting from him right now in regards to you, he wants you to slow down. He's like, tell her to slow down.
Mm.
He wants you to slow down. He's like, take your time, slow down. Was he ever concerned about your safety in driving?
Driving? Well,
yeah, he's like, oh, just listen. He wants you to be careful when you're driving. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah. Interesting. Like any parent, you know,
yeah.
Be careful.
Okay. So now she's minimizing the message. Okay.
No.
You kind of are a little bit. This is what's coming through. He wants you to slow down.
Okay.
And he wants you to be careful in the car.
Okay.
So, yes, you're saying any parent. That's a generalization, but this is what's coming specifically. So,
yep.
Please don't minimize it.
Okay.
Please don't minimize it, because obviously there's a reason. Now, maybe you need to get your car. I don't know if it's time to get your car, or maybe there's something going on with your car and you're sort of ignoring it. I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, so don't dismiss it like any parent, because you're unconsciously, and you're not doing this intentionally, you're unintentionally blocking him from coming in, and you're unintentionally dismissing what I'm doing for you right now.
Mm.
So just watch that, just in general, you know, the comment about the watch, but it's not really about your opinion of it. It's about slow it down.
So
I see why he's telling you to slow down, because your assessments and your judgments are kind of escalating as opposed to just really being present.
Okay.
So see how that applies in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, I don't know why this is coming in. Is there any issue that you're having with a coworker? I don't even know if you're working.
I am working. I took the day off.
Thank you. Is there something going on with the coworker?
No, not that I know of.
Okay, so just pay attention. So all of this is, Gina, all of this is about you slowing down.
Okay.
Not being so quick. It's almost like when having an opinion or judging something, it almost is like creating a safe space for you. And that's fine. Whatever you need to do, that's what you need to do.
Okay.
But just pay attention, because sometimes the signs and the symbols are subtle, but you're going to block them if you're forming an opinion or judging them a little bit too quickly. We're going to have opinions. We're going to judge. That's how we navigate. That's being human. Just slow down just a little bit for your own protection. If that makes sense. And I'm seeing your father in like a dark suit, but with a vest, but like a sweater vest, not like a suit vest. Did he ever wear?
Yeah.
Go ahead, tell me.
He likes wearing vests. Sweater vests.
Thank you. So that's him. So that's him. So guess what? Allowed him to come in right now, because I'm feeling he's really here now.
Oh, God.
He's really here. Oh, my God. Because when I really, really feel them, I get like this beautiful warmth and this very beautiful, blissful feeling.
Oh.
And he's here. There's a beautiful, like a golden color associated with him. but not like gold, like you and your fancy jewelry, but more like that mustard glow, like for like a really pretty scarf or really pretty sweater. I wonder if he had a vest that was sort of like that like a brown gold color, but like the colors of fall. Like, thank you. So that's really he's really confirming that he's here. He has like this closed mouth smile. It's almost like he's nodding his head and he's smiling like, that's Gina. She moves too fast. She moves too fast. That's what he's saying. That's Gina. She moves too fast. But he's kind of laughing. He's kind of laughing. And then it's crazy. It's almost like his whole face lights up from being sort of like the very responsible, respectable gentleman. When he laughs, it's very boisterous and it's very beautiful, and it's like fireworks. You just love it. Like, it's just contagious. And he just wants you to know he's at peace. He's happy. There's no problems with anything. He's in touch with your mother.
Okay.
He's helping her. He's going to be there for her. But he's like, she's the boss.
She's
the boss.
She's
the boss. She's the boss. I've seen a very big rice cooker.
Oh, yeah.
a giant rice cooker, but a big one, almost like the size that they'd have in a restaurant. That's funny. Like a big one. I'm seeing a big, and he's just very happy to visit with you.
Oh, that's sweet.
He's just very happy, and he's thanking Elisa. He's like, tell her thank you. Okay, so he's thanking Elisa.
Thank you, Uncle.
But he's like, everything's okay.
That's great, Dad.
Everything's okay. And he's just kind of laughing and shaking his head, but in a funny way. He's like, you can't. What he's saying about you, he's like, she's like her mother. She can't change. And that's not a bad thing. Like, he's saying it with love. He's saying it with love. Like, he really saying it with love. Like that you are your own person. He's very proud of you.
Well, thanks, Dad. That's sweet.
Yeah, he's very proud of you. Yeah, he's very, very proud. Like he likes to joke, but in all serious, he likes to tease. I don't know. He likes to tease.
True.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like this kind of teasing energy, but he's like, no, you're okay. You're a good kid. You're okay. You're a good kid. And very, 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 very sweet.
So I'm
feeling a little cold, which kind of means I'm kind of back in my body and back with you guys. So I hope that felt in alignment with your memory of your father and the energy of your mother. So
thank you so much.
You're so welcome. I am going to give you a hard time. If we ever meet in person, I am going to give you a little bit of a hard time. Because I have to.
You've got to run. Oh, she's going to slowly and safely get to her next appointment.
Yes.
Get to your appointment. I'm so glad we did this.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless. Take care.
Thank you.
Be safe.
Be safe. Yeah, be careful with the car.
He has to go to the bank real quick. So, all right, let's plug back in.
Isn't that funny?
Wow,
that is so funny.
Yeah. We'll definitely talk later. Because, well, thanks. She was asking me last night because I told her I had to do a podcast this morning, and she's like, oh darn, I have to. She has an appointment. Like pretty much now, but whatever. Mm-hmm.
so I told her I'd ask some questions while she was gone, but she was still here kind of getting ready. And I said, well, let me just put you on.
Perfect. No,
so,
you did the right thing.
Hopefully she'll, you know, yes. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's, you were talking about that vest. I'm like, for a suit, like, no. I mean, he would wear suits. But when he said the sweater vest, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's totally him. Sweater vest.
Well, because in heaven, he could have upgraded to a suit because he had
a
sweater vest on because he's over there. So she'll like it because it's probably a Gucci probably a Gucci suit. She got a suit that, you know, I had to give the medium shade because, you know, we work hard to bring in the messages, and I'm like, well, what? She goes, well, wasn't it? Like, girl, we didn't say it was a time, like, he could have got, if he liked the watch and he got it at Walmart, and that's his gold watch.
Oh, God.
It's not your
funny.
Watch, but that's funny.
I was like, well, it could have been her brother, because Sonny, who's also on the other side, was like, he kind of like, he had the fancy taste too, so that's kind of funny. I was like, could have been Sonny.
Yeah, it could have been, but she said he had one.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, like she was like, well, they both have gold watches that, you know, they all have, you know, but I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know.
But
he's
trying, but, you know, but what they do is like, he's giving me little clues,
yeah.
Right? So when I saw the vest, that's the one that hit, but it's almost like baiting the fish hook because
yeah.
We're dealing with that cement wall and then that soap bubble. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Where it has to come through, like it has to come through. And then, you know, you got crazy me trying to translate this, you know, and I'm out of my mind. So, you know, there you go. But like, I'm talking about animals. And then she's like 10 minutes later, well, they had a farm. I'm like, you couldn't tell me that before.
Yeah. I was like, I wasn't sure. Because I know where they grew up, but because, you know, like for my mom, everything was, it was the country. In that town, which is now like the city, in that town, everything was a country, you know, beyond what was immediately
sure.
big time, you know, the town.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I guess, you know, and again, her mom's 95 years old. So what they were doing, you know, I'm not
but,
sure.
Hello, 90 years ago, because I'm seeing your aunt as like a toddler. I mean, we went way the hell, like, it was black and white. It's like, we went way
yeah.
the hell back.
Yeah.
Way the hell back. It was a silent movie. Like, way.
And she's definitely kind of, you know, wanting to go back home, and home is back in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
When she's been talking about
yeah.
that. She's been talking about
being
her mom.
She's a toddler.
Yeah. So,
and
95
it's very
years
interesting.
Ago, you know,
yeah.
90 years ago.
And it's very interesting because Gina got married in the early 80s,
mm-hmm.
so she's not going to really know what's going on.
No.
Because you're distracted planning a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But there was something, and I don't know what it was, some crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Something got cleared. Something from, like, you know, 40 years ago is getting cleared up now.
Wow.
They're
yeah,
taking
Gina.
Care of them, but they're being very practical, which is good.
That's
your,
very much
your,
them, yeah.
your uncle. They're being,
yeah.
they're taking, they're, yeah. So when she comes, it's going to be, you know, the way they both want it. But what were you saying about your cousin?
She's like a couple years older than you are. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's a couple
okay.
years older than you
okay.
are.
Okay.
And I was,
no
I was like,
I don't know.
The flower girl at her wedding, you know?
How cute. How cute.
I'm so glad that she was able to stay and you know
yeah.
take some time. Hopefully she's, you know, safe on her way over, and it's okay.
Yeah, and it's
out,
yeah, and it's not like, oh my God, there's going to be a terrible accident or whatever. But like, especially when it's like a mediumship type of reading, like things really shouldn't be brushed off. Like, oh, any parent would say that. I'm like, girl, don't say that.
Yeah,
and that's okay. She's learning. I'm educating.
Yeah,
her.
We're all learning. We're always learning because I'm the you giving me shade too. I'm just like, okay, I'm just trying to figure stuff out. But yeah, no, it makes sense. And the more I witness you doing what you do, so when
yeah,
it,
I'm
when
super
it,
too now. Yeah,
when it's time for me, you know, to kind of go through that too, I'll
mm-hmm.
you know, I'll try to just not be in my head so much.
Yeah, and it's also, it's a protection, you know.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I get that too, and that's why I said to her, it's like, you don't mean this, it's a protection, you know, it's a resistance. It's okay. But in me throwing a little bit of loving shade, it actually speeds up the process of lowering the resistance.
Right. Right.
You know what? And it's almost like me just saying, I'm just going to throw a little cold water on your face. I love you. I'm not slapping your face. I'm just throwing a little cold water so we can do this. And that's where the shade is loving. It's always loving shade. It's always very loving. Like when I teach, I go, I'm going to give you a soft read. I'm going to reach you, but I'm going to give you a soft read. It's the same thing.
Oh,
so it's just the most loving shade. But if it's coming in, it's important to the people on the other side.
Yeah.
And that's why I want to keep it sacred. Not that it's not that it's being desecrated by being dismissed, but it's like we don't know what's important to them. You just need to have space for that. And just don't forget it. And it's just for her to have her wits about her when she's in the car, or if there's like a little blinking light that she's been ignoring for a few weeks, pay attention to that. You know, because
right.
I know people will do that. I mean, I don't drive, but I know people will sort of ignore certain things. The way that we ignore certain things with our bodies until our body's like, bitch, you better pay attention.
Right. That's true.
It's kind of in that vernacular.
Okay.
So it's really interesting about that she needs to slow down whatever that means. She needs to be slower to judge so that she's more conscious of what's really going on, so that she's more aware her truth.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful on the road, or it could be some underlying condition with the car. And then just to be very attentive, like at work, you know, because maybe she's going to say something to somebody that's going to come across judgy. She doesn't mean it. And
right.
that could have an impact. I don't know. But those things came very specifically. And that mom's the boss. So those are like the main bullet points that I'm recalling, because I do go into an altered state. But when I saw the suit, but I saw the sweater vest, and then you guys confirmed it. The feeling of euphoria is like none other, and that's my confirmation, because it's so blissful.
Mm.
Beautiful, secure feeling. You feel so safe, but it's so euphoric that then I knew he was really here. But he was, you know, he's here all along. It's just
right.
when the density of the veil, you know, the walls can turn to the veil, because there's a conversion process, you know, and that's why I wanted her to be on the call.
Which is great, which was perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. I needed to get her permission.
Yes.
So... But I'm glad that it made sense to you guys.
Yeah.
What was coming in. And that's
yeah.
so beautiful that you get to see your aunt. That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, and you get to see your parents.
Yeah.
Right?
And I love, yes. Yeah, they probably, yeah. In fact, I checked my iPhone, and I know that they were already on the road, like, you know, probably, you know, 45 minutes ago. So they'll be here probably maybe a half hour after we finish up the show. They should probably be there.
That's perfect. No, that's perfect. And this is your father's family or your mother's family?
My mother's family.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, it's my mother's side. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I thought. I didn't think it was a Bangalore. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I love this. I love that he was able to come through. And because I remember I don't know if he actually came through. I think it was Sunny, her brother, who came through last time.
While,
I asked about that. Yeah, a while back.
Yeah.
And he was sort of, you know, hanging out, but not really. You know, he wasn't the one speaking. He wasn't the one, you know, cracking jokes like Sunny
did. Yes, yes. His father was kind of in the background. Like he was
yeah.
there, but
yeah.
quiet.
Yes.
Yes, I do. That was a few years ago, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a few years ago. And I remember thinking, I needed to send that show, that clip to my cousin. I never did. But I told her about it. So she's been curious about it ever since. And you know, she and I, we're hanging out more because of what's happening with her mom. And so we don't really get to talk a lot about spirituality. She's still Catholic. You know, she and her husband are Catholic. They do all their, you know, they're not super, 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 super involved with the church, but it's important to them. It's important to them. And I know that.
Okay, that actually makes sense to me.
Yeah.
It's important in terms of like a little bit of resistance, you know, it's unconscious resistance. Okay.
Sure.
Thank you for saying that actually, because I knew there was something like she's open, but I knew, and that's kind of for the shade too, because I knew that there was a time thing. I'm like, the quickest way to get through anything is a little shade. Sorry. It's a time saver. It really is. It's very practical. It really is. But that makes sense. You know what I mean? Because this is, now, there is so much mysticism in Catholicism, but it's very guarded.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And so you're right. You know, I don't think about it now because I'm so not in that realm anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm like, well, whatever.
That makes
sense. And my mom is also like, well, just give me the lottery numbers. I'm like, okay. So we can draw the line here. It's okay to get, you know, to kind of gamble, but and for practical purposes of getting the right lottery number tickets. But I know that because my cousin Gina has two sons, and one of them, he and his wife have done a couple of wine tours with me. So it's been nice to kind of hang out with them and see them. And we were talking once and they had said that when they decided not to raise their kids in the Catholic Church, because they just weren't very religious, that I think there was a level of disappointment there, like, really? And you're right that
thank you. That's the connection. And that actually is the unconscious resistance, because all of this, none of this is intentional. This is just people operate unconsciously from their subconscious resistance.
Sure.
And that's why the more that we lower our resistance, that's the key to raising our vibration. So it's not even that you have to, you know, work so hard. Like, you know, your Achilles heel is being too much in your head. My Achilles heel is, you know, abandonment issues, which, you know, created a lot of self-abandonment. We all have our Achilles heel. So if we don't, you know, we don't want to add to that and the irony of, you're beating yourself up for thinking too much, but you're thinking too much about thinking too much, right? Or I'm beating myself for abandoning myself, but by beating myself up, I'm abandoning myself even more. That's that's really effed up, and it's counterproductive, and it's cruel. It's self-inflicted cruelty. So if we can counter that with just lowering our resistance, being receptive, and being present, we will convert that. It will be the alchemy. We're going to turn lead into gold, because the consciousness, the wisdom of the consciousness, will flourish by the sheer act of willing to lower our resistance without needing to understand why, just knowing that we need to do that.
Yeah. Well,
it's really that simple. Yes.
We chatted, we were chatting earlier this morning about, you know, about intuition. I was sort of explaining a little bit more about you and how you, in the beginning, you pick up on energy so well, but in the very beginning, it wasn't so much about like being able to speak to dead people, you know, other than it was more
that
of like you were
doing the show. Yeah.
Right. And I let her know, I was sort of telling her that, I said, you know, a lot of times our intuition, she acknowledged it. Yeah. She's like, yeah, you know, I feel like, you know, there's this intuition. I said, well, so do you hear things? Do you feel things? You know, do you, you know, what do you see things? She's like, yeah, it's more of a, she's like, it's, I guess it's more of a feeling perhaps. I said, okay. I said, so, cause I will hear things. I mean, I don't, I translate that fairly quickly, because it's usually like a running joke. Like my guides like to tell me jokes, and so I'll hear things, and I'll just immediately, then I'll have a picture of it, then I'll say it.
Right.
But I have to trust that. instead of
it's
oh,
the trust
voice
part. That's the
voice in my head. Right.
Exactly.
And so for
right.
her, she's
no,
like,
I get
like
that.
On a. She's like, it's more of like a, like, I guess it's more just intuition. And she's, I said, she said, yeah, like on a scale of 0 to 10, it's like a 1. Like I said, it just, it'll just grow in time. The more, so she's, cause she said the words, like she's, the phrase she used, like, it just needs to be nurtured. I said, yes, it needs
that's
to be nurtured.
That, see, that's your intuition giving her that word. Yes.
Yeah.
It has to, and the thing is too, from when I picked up on her brother, Sonny, to picking up on her dad and also her mom, because her mom is kind of
yeah.
there a little bit. Like her mom is like, they need to clean this tunnel a little bit more before I walk in there. Okay. no, it's not right. it's really about the trust. It's really interesting because on Thursday's show, Jen had a request for the mediumship. Gina had a request for the mediumship. Mm-hmm. And what's great is that the difference from a few years ago to now, to me, it's like night and day. Like to have the ability, but then to have the practice, which is why I welcome the challenge just to trust that I do this and that I can actually say I do this pretty well now.
Yeah.
To trust that is really the suspension of resistance, but that's with any of these things where we don't even have to think about it. We just have to wall to a soap bubble, and even to have that visual, I find helpful.
Mm, that is
know?
A really
and
good
to,
visual.
And,
yeah,
and I think most people are going to get that. Like most people, you know, will get that, okay, we're starting with the cement wall. We're going to work together. So the more that you can receive and trust and not judge or not dismiss, the more that this conversion process will take place from the dense to the etheric. Because basically the cement wall is the dense, the etheric is the soap bubble. It's the veil.
Right.
You know,
right.
And it's a journey. It's a journey. Like we went on a little journey.
Yeah, we did.
The three of us, you know?
Well, what's interesting is like when you are doing your thing and you're just asking a question, like there's so many possibilities that open up, but then
mm-hmm.
we kind of get afraid of or overwhelmed, afraid, maybe overwhelmed and
mm-hmm.
Maybe a little distrustful of all the possibilities. Wow, that's, you know, that's crazy. So we
yeah,
try
yeah,
to
yeah.
narrow
that,
it back down again.
It's a protection. And that's what
yeah,
we
try
doing,
to,
but that's the
we try to narrow it
course.
Back down again to something that makes sense, which is more thinking.
Right.
And
right, of course.
And, but there's also like the, you know, the conceived pressure of time. Like, well, there's only so much time here I have with you. So let me figure out, you know, what are we trying to do?
Yeah,
try to be efficient.
Yeah.
But then it's like, okay, if I could just receive it, and honestly, it's okay to say I don't know, which is one of the things I hate saying. when it's a straight up question, I realize that just in talking to you right now, like I really do like to know. I like to have an answer.
Yes,
like to,
but sometimes the answer is that there's no answer. But
yeah, there is
but
no answer.
You're gonna file it. You're
right.
gonna file it. You know, Gina can come back to you, or you know, she could text you in 2 weeks to say, my car is in the shop. You know,
hopefully not, but yeah.
No, but hopefully not, you know,
yeah.
But it's just because there's no, and that's where it gets dicey because they don't operate with linear time.
No.
So her mom could feel like she's just been in continuous care for like, you know, a day.
Right.
You know?
Oh yeah. In fact, last night when I came here last night,
mm-hmm.
so I could do my show in the morning and.
That's so
nice. She said, "Yeah, I got to take care of stuff."
Mm-hmm.
She said she had visited her mom Sunday, Easter Sunday, and that her mom was like, "So, I think she was expecting to go home. Like, it's time to like, I thought, how come you haven't come back to pick me up? Because Gina went home after she visited, and then she got a call like a couple hours later from the facility, from her mom saying, how come you know, I thought." You're going to come back and get me. And she's like,
well,
no, that's
there's two versions
level.
Of home. She's right. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. There's
yeah.
two versions of home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So hopefully, I think she's usually in a better mood when she sees all of us and we're visiting. And she can also speak in her dialect.
Yeah, her dialect, yeah. That comforts her because she's a little scared, too. There's fear. There's a little
sure.
fear. I mean, how could that's
understandable.
Not be sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
But
she's
I
in
love,
charge.
Of course. You know, it's so funny. You kept saying she's in charge. And in the playing deck, you know, everyone has a card, you know, based on their birthday.
Mm-hmm.
She's a king of hearts.
Oh, that's funny.
So, and her, oh, yeah. and her husband, my uncle, was like, I want to say like an eight of hearts. He was also a heart based on his birthday, either eight or nine of hearts. So I love that she was technically the boss, although given their gender and the dynamics that they grew up in, and
oh,
it's
right.
still to this day, like, you know, he was supposed to be managing a lot of stuff that she never even knew about. And when he passed, she had all these questions about.
There's a misunderstanding.
Well, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it was a big hurdle because like no one had to deal with that. You know, I mean, both of their kids were grown, you know, already grown up and living their own lives. So, because when he passed away, it was only 10 years ago. And then you have to kind of dig through and realize,
there's a misunderstanding. That was, thank you. Yes,
yeah.
That's it. That was the misunderstanding. It's making sense to me. That's what's getting cleared up. That's what's getting cleared up right now.
Okay. Well,
so
that makes
stuff
sense.
That he was doing, stuff that he, thank you, because you, yeah, that was the missing puzzle piece. Stuff that was taking place probably all throughout the marriage, probably something crazy that maybe she didn't know about that he, you know, that was, you know, maybe she was in the dark about that took place around the time that Gina got married or that the kids were grown or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's what's getting cleared up now.
Well, I mean, yeah,
there's
a lot. It's like my Aunt Thelma and her husband. Like she just, that was,
right.
that was sort of like the delineation of yeah,
yeah,
this is what I take care of. This is what you do.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And so she did what she was supposed to do or what she was told she had to do. And he
exactly.
was supposed to be doing stuff that he was supposed to do. And
exactly.
they never talked about that. There was
it's
never
very common, mm-hmm.
right.
common
there was
in
never
a lot of marriages.
Share
mm-hmm.
of
yep.
the information. I mean, and that's
nope.
that is unfortunate. So,
it is, yeah.
Okay, well, that makes sense because I was thinking the same thing. Like, I don't know what was happening. I was a kid in the '80s, you know,
but that's
and
what
she
it
wouldn't
is.
Have known
that's
either.
What's getting cleared up now. It's getting it's getting cleared up. They're taking care of it. Yeah, it wasn't until I knew that I was going to end my marriage that I had to go undercover and do the finances and all
oh, wow.
and
yeah.
all of that stuff because I would just work my ass off, take care of everybody, and give them the money like
right.
a 50s housewife. But I turned into a robot. So very interesting, and it's very 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 common. A lot of women even today go through this. Before I have you pull a message, I have to tell you something so funny. So
oh,
I have,
yeah.
I have a friend of mine, who is really going through a very challenging time. Her marriage is falling apart. It's way more complicated than when my marriage is falling apart. She's older. There's a house, there's money. Mine was really simple. I was able to walk away and ask for nothing. Her stuff is insane. And I could relate to a lot of her duress, but her marriage has been falling apart for the last couple of years. But the last 6 months, it's really been like, girl, you in danger. Like it's really, 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 really bad. I sent her a text message yesterday, and I hadn't talked to her in about a week, and she's really going through it. I'm sort of like her little sensei, like, girl, you gotta open up a bank account, don't tell them about it. Like, I'm giving her all the advice that I got.
Okay.
And
yeah.
you gotta research a mediator, you gotta do this and that, you gotta hide your money, like all this stuff, right? But we haven't talked in like a week. So yesterday I text her. She goes, I just want to let you know that I am going to get back with my ex-husband. We're going to go to couple therapy. We had a long conversation and we're going to reconcile. She calls me. She calls me immediately. I go, April Fool's.
You're so mean.
But you know what? We laugh for like a minute. And I'm like, bitch, I made you laugh.
That is
you
funny.
Got me good.
That
because
is
she's
really
in
funny.
That.
Right.
Can you she was like, what? She was like, WTF? What? I haven't talked to you in a week. I said, a lot can happen in a week. Anyway, I have the, let's pull a message for the show. What a great show. What an unexpected show. I had no idea. What an unexpected show that we had today. My goodness.
I'm so glad.
Yeah,
me
too.
To do this.
Yeah. Definitely. Yes. And the eclipse is happening. We got to talk
week.
About that.
Oh, yeah.
The 8th.
Yeah.
Are we
Tuesday.
Doing a show before then?
Well, Thursday. Thursday we're doing a show. It's only Tuesday.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Okay, you better stop at the shade. Cause, okay, give it right back, girl. Give it back, bitch. Okay, listen, I'll let you have it. I'll give you that. Okay, yes, here you go. Yes, I'm going to pick up my free glasses at the train station. They're giving out free glasses. I love New York
cool.
Eclipse glasses. Yeah. But yeah, I want to talk about that on
Thursday
because so much of what's going on, it's really about relationships, a relationship with ourselves, a relationship with each other, a relationship with the world.
Okay.
So this is really interesting how we're really going within and how we're becoming more compassionate about our foibles, about our Achilles heel, about our wounds. This is such a massive healing period. And it feels like the dark night of the soul, but it really isn't. It's actually the lightness of being. Masked as the dark night of the soul. And it's like if you can dare to love the darkest parts of yourself unconditionally and go through whatever you need to go through to release, do it. Do it. I want to talk more about that on Thursday, but that's sort of like the weather report. Yeah. All right. So I have the database up, and I think we should close the show with a message. So I'm ready.
Six.
Okay. Interesting. Two-digit number, 41.
Ah, nice.
41. Okay. Wow. So perfect with what I was just saying. When your focus is on making everyone else feel better to the exclusion of those closest to you, especially yourself, this can obscure source.
Wow.
When your focus is on making everyone else feel better to the exclusion of those closest to you, especially yourself, this can obscure source. So as an example, you could be a kid in your family, and you're going to have relatives come over, and your parents could be really harsh and not kind or whatever, and then all of a sudden the company comes over, and all of a sudden you're like, who are these really nice people that I wish would just stay? my parents. Like, what happened? You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like we're going to be kinder to strangers than we are to maybe those that really, really closest to you. Like, look at your brother in you. Look at your brother in you.
Yeah.
Right? We're going to be the harshest to those close. Or in most cases, harshest just to ourselves.
Right. Yeah.
And that's blocking source. That's another form of resistance. Judgment is a form of resistance. So a good trick for that is every time we judge others, we're judging ourselves. If we want to minimize judging ourselves, we can start with minimizing judging others. And then by default, it makes it easier to actually judge yourself less if we're conscious of judging others less, because by default, we will naturally judge ourselves less.
Mm.
So if we understand the wisdom behind that. All right, 41.
Well, we start with that four, which for all of us has to do with what we think we need to do, having that
mm-hmm.
plan. And, you know, there's a lot of shoulds in the four. Well, this should work out. Because when you're planning stuff, like, well, if this works out well, then this work, then this
mm-hmm.
should go. And then this, we try to
mm-hmm.
think of all the different possibilities. We try to pick the best scenario and build it around that. But a lot of times you have to still be flexible and allow for when things don't go to plan. And that's when the big test is, how do you respond to that, or how do you react to it? So we go through that four, which is, there's nothing wrong with the four. Four is necessary. You have to have some type of blueprint, but you have to be able to kind of riff as well and not be shattered by the fact that it didn't work out. First step was like, it didn't work out, so forget it. You know, we kind of go through those
mm-hmm.
extremes, kind of ditch the whole plan when you could just make a minor adjustment and it can still get back on track according to what you think it should be. Then you get
right.
to the one. So when you get beyond like all the things that have to happen, what you think the plan has to stick to, and you get to the number one, which is self. And they're also just showing me like what you think the plan is for you usually is not exactly that. And because it's not exactly that, you also have to recognize how it flows to how you are with other people. So if you're all uptight about a plan that hasn't happened or hasn't been working the way you think it needs to work, that's where then there's resistance there, and it makes you uptight. You cannot receive anything else because you're working on making
right.
everything fit that narrative, including
mm-hmm.
yourself. I have to be this
right.
way because X, Y, Z.
Right.
But you add up those numbers together, it's a five, and it is about going beyond those
mm-hmm.
boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
It is about having the experience, whatever that experience may be, however it shows up, because it's still part of your experience and therefore it's part of you. And just seeing now, how do you react? How do you respond? How do you, you know, duck and weave and then go beyond what you thought you had to do? Most of the biggest
yeah.
stories that we talk about that we want to share is what we've overcome. If you didn't overcome something, you, not to say you wouldn't have anything to talk about, but those are the juicy tidbits that come out. It's like, you know, I thought when I got married, I'd have this, this, and this. And I had some of that, but it also came with all of this, you know? So you get to hear more of what was really going on beyond what you planned it to be. Because we can't plan for everything. We can't plan for everything
right.
and say we're living when all we're doing is in the planning stage.
Right.
The living part
not
is what's
present.
The most,
mm-hmm.
the most important. What a great
absolutely.
Message. You do need to send it. You know that.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I will definitely send that to you. Amazing. Wow. Well, have a beautiful visit with your aunt.
Thank
and
you.
It's going to be very interesting to hear about it on Thursday's show, like if the energy of your uncle coming in today, if that sort of shifts the vibration between you and your cousin with this, you know, it's going to be just very interesting you sharing that with us, that experience.
Yeah.
On our next show.
Happens.
Yeah.
Great.
Just, I know you'll be receptive and you'll pay attention and you'll file it away. So you can share it with us. So if any of you need to get a hold of us, you can send an email to loablend@gmail.com. And we are back on the air for our eclipse special. Just making it up. This coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Please take very good care of each other. Don't judge. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you. Bye.
Love you.
Bye.